Chapter 24, What is Christ Doing Now? The subject of the sanctuary unlocked the mystery of the disappointment. It opened to view a complete system of truth, connected and harmonious, showing that God's hand had directed the great Advent movement. Those who had looked in faith for His second coming expected Him to appear in glory, but as their hopes were disappointed, they had lost sight of Jesus. Now in the Holy of Holies they again beheld their High Priest, soon to appear as King and Deliverer. Light from the sanctuary illumined the past, the present, and the future. Though they had failed to understand the message which they bore, yet it had been correct. The mistake had not been in the reckoning of the prophetic periods, but in the event to take place at the end of the 2,300 days. Yet all that was foretold by the prophecy had been accomplished. Christ had come, not to the earth, but to the most holy place of the temple in heaven. I saw in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven, and came not to the earth, but to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. This coming was foretold also by Malachi: the Lord, whom ye seek, shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant, whom ye delight in. Behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts. The coming of the Lord to his temple was sudden, unexpected, to his people. They were not looking for him there. The people were not yet ready to meet their Lord. There was still a work of preparation to be accomplished for them. As they should by faith follow their high priest in his ministration, new duties would be revealed. Another message was to be given to the church.